You're listening to Nate and Crate on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Hawk Security Services. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Nate Griffin and Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the hotline right now, covers the New York Giants for SB Nation. He's Ed Valentine. What's going on, Ed?
Resting after three long days of NFL draft.
Hey, finally got a little break here. It feels like we've been preparing for the draft since the day after the Super Bowl. So let's get into the Giants draft. A lot of people, pretty much everything I've seen on the Giants draft is at worst a B grade, but a lot of A's. How do you feel about the Giants draft now that it's Sunday? We've gone through all three rounds. They've made their six picks. How do you feel about the Giants draft coming out today?
Well, you know, I hate draft grades. Everybody does draft grades. I hate draft grades because, you know, you haven't seen these kids play at all. So it's impossible to give a realistic grade. But I like what the Giants did, you know, overall. I thought they got better in a lot of areas. They got better in the running game. They added a guy in Lorenzo Carter in the third round who could help them in the pass rush. They added a couple of big bodies to their defensive line. They added, you know, a quarterback in the fourth round, a kid who I liked, you know, quite a bit, you know, as an under-the-radar quarterback in Kyle Lauletta, you know, a guy that could compete, you know, down the line to potentially be Eli Manning's replacement. And, of course, they wind up with Saquon Barkley, which was a really interesting pick. You know, probably the best player in the draft, you know, and yet kind of still a controversial pick. So I like it overall. I think they got better.
Once they decided they weren't going to go quarterback with that number two pick, were you surprised that it was that they would go Barkley over Chubb or over trade down? You know, there were a lot of reports the Giants were asking for the son of the moon to trade up to the number two pick. I don't blame them for that, by the way. If I'm going to trade out and let you get the quarterback you want, I should get the son of the moon. I have no problem with that. But were you surprised that it was Barkley over Chubb or over a trade?
You know, I was a little bit, just because when you looked at the draft, you know, initially, when you look at the Giants roster, you can make an argument. I think they came in with six picks, and you could make an argument that they could use help at every position on the roster. You know, and with six picks, you're obviously not going to be able to get something, you know, at every position on the roster. So, you know, I thought that trading down for additional picks would be a good philosophy. And yet, you know, if Saquon Barkley is the best player in the draft, if he turns out to be the face of the franchise, if he turns out to be as good a player as we think he's going to be, that's hard to argue with. You know, I would have supported, you know, trading down. Shoot, I would have supported taking Bradley Chubb just because I think, you know, defensive end probably plays more snaps, you know, than a running back might. So you can argue there's more value there. But it's awfully hard to poke holes in the idea that there's something wrong with taking the best player in the draft.
At UTEP was, you know, well, they weren't a very good team this past year in college.
No, they stunk.
They might have been the worst team in all of college football. But Will Hernandez was a very highly rated guy coming out of UTEP. They get him in the second round. Do you see him as a starter right off the bat?
Without even batting an eye, to be honest with you. I mean, I went to their voluntary veteran minicamp last week, and they were using, you know, at one guard they signed as a free agent, they signed Patrick Omame, and he'll start. But at the other guard, they were using John Jalapio, who was an, you know, undrafted free agent guy that played a, you know, a little bit as a fill-in, you know, at the end of last season. You know, and no offense to Jalapio, but that's just not going to fly. So, I mean, I think that Hernandez is a starter the day he walks in the door. I think he upgrades that the run blocking, you know, significantly. I think he was a huge get, you know, at that point in the second round.
I was talking with Ed Valentine, covers the Giants for SB Nation. The other guy you mentioned, third-round pick Lorenzo Carter, he's a guy who, you know, you like the measurables, 4.5 speed, 6.5, 250, 34-inch arm, long arm, big hands. All the measurables are there. How well do you think he translates that into the NFL? And, again, is this another guy who, you know, you get him at the top of the third round, is he pretty much a starter from day one?
I don't know if he's going to be a day one starter. I mean, I think that what you have with the Giants is Olivier Vernon at one outside linebacker spot. They signed Kareem Martin from the Arizona Cardinals, probably at least initially is the starter at the other linebacker spot. Carter might be a guy that, you know, that they work into the rotation, you know, kind of slowly. At least that's my gut feeling initially. But you're right. You have to like the measurables. You like the tools. You know, and Dave Gettleman said over the weekend, he said, you know, you'd like to be able to draft every pass rusher, you know, as a guy that comes out of college with 58,000 sacks. You know, he said, but he said that's just not going to happen. He said sometimes you have to take these kids, you know, with the tools and teach them how to use them, teach them, you know, how to have a plan and how to use all of those measurables and all of that athletic ability. So basically he's saying that it's up to our coaching staff to make this kid into the player that we think he can be. So, you know, we'll see if they can do that.
Ed, is there any chance the Giants decide to, let's say, reverse course and look at a guy like Dez Bryant or a Jeremy Maclin or one of the free agent wide receivers? You got OBJ, then you got Sterling Shepard, and then you got
Yeah, I know. It's interesting because that was one of the positions when I talk about, you know, being, you know, looking at the roster and thinking they can use help in a lot of places. That was one of the positions, you know, in the draft that I thought they would try to address, and obviously that didn't happen. I don't know about Dez Bryant. I'm just not sure that that's the right idea. I mean, to be honest with you, Dez Bryant and Brandon Marshall, who they just cut a couple of weeks ago, you know, Dez is a few years younger than Marshall. But they're kind of the same player. And if you wanted that player and you wanted, you know, that ego and that personality in your locker room, I think they would have just kept Marshall. So I don't see the Dez Bryant thing. I do see them, you know, continuing to look for some help at wide receiver, but I'll be shocked if it's Dez Bryant.
So Dez is basically publicly begging on his hands and knees for the Giants to take him. You know, does that sometimes, you know, we've talked about other wide receivers in the past who, you know, something had to happen for them before they finally realized how to conduct themselves. Like, they're finally learning to say hello, but it's time to say goodbye. Dez is a little younger. He's not necessarily ready to say goodbye yet, but could this be that kind of incident that kind of changes the way Dez approaches things?
You know, it could be. I think he's probably calmed down a little bit, you know, that the last couple of years. Yeah, I don't know that, you know, I don't want to say Dez Bryant's a bad guy. He's not a bad guy. He's just, you know, he's Dez. He's out there. He's different. He's always been a bit of a diva, a guy that, you know, likes the attention on himself. I don't see it. I think if the Giants really wanted to do it, they might have done it by now. But like I said, you know, I suppose it's not impossible, because there's an argument to be made that the skill set, you know, of a big body possession type wide receiver, really, you know, red zone type threat, there's an argument to be made that the skill set fits. I just don't know if the personality is going to be a fit. I have to say I'd be surprised if it happens.
No shot Victor Cruz even gets a workout, right?
Maybe he can come and, you know, he can come and run around the facility a little bit. But yeah, I think Victor Cruz is done as an NFL player.
That's a shame. You know, he had a great story being undrafted coming out of UMass, and you know, they kind of redshirted him that first year. he was just a guy that endeared himself to fans. They loved him, and that knee injury, those patella injuries in wide receivers just seemed to be the death of him.
Yeah, he had, you know, he had the calf injury the year before, but the patella injury, you know, you could see the last year that he played with the Giants, you could see that he really wasn't the same player, you know, that he had been previously. I mean, he made a couple of plays, you know, throughout the course of the year, but he used to be that guy who could, you know, who could catch the short pass, you know, and make guys miss and turn that into something. And he wasn't that guy anymore. You know, and it is unfortunate, because he was a great story. He was a terrific player in his time, but, you know, but this is the nature of the beast in the NFL. It doesn't last forever.
Ed Valentine covers the Giants for SB Nation. Ed, what do you expect from the Giants this year? What kind of season do you think they have?
That's so hard to say, because their schedule is tough. What I don't expect is another 3-13 disaster with a bunch of guys getting suspended. I think this is a team that could win 6 or 7 games. It could win 10 games, depending on how things go. But I do think this is going to be a competitive team. I think it's going to be a much better team. You know, is it going to be a team that's ready to challenge the Eagles, you know, at the top of the NFC? I'm not sure about that, but I think it's a team that will play much better football than what we saw a season ago.
All right, Ed Valentine, Big Blue View, SB Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at Valentine_Ed. Great stuff, buddy. We will catch up again soon.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No problem, Ed. Thank you. Ed Valentine from Big Blue View, covering the New York Giants for SB Nation. All right, coming up next, David Akers will have his revenge on Dallas.